Blog Talk Radio.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Yo. Welcome back to another edition of the Life Podcast. Back up on the scene. Know what I mean? Like, know what I mean, y'all? Like, we back.
I do.
Anyway, I'm your host, Tony to the D.
And I'm your host, D to the J. Back in the building like I ain't never left. And yeah. It feels so good. Lifers,
feels good.
What's happening? What's up? Today is the day. It's Wednesday. You already know what we're here to do.
So look, man,
we ain't even going to play all day and day. We ain't finna do that to y'all. Bro, man, I ain't talked to you all day for real, man. How you living? You good? What's going on with you?
Hey, man, like, keep it brief.
Yup.
But I say this just because people, as you're going through life, man, things happen. You continue to push on. You continue to move through. And one day you're going to be in a particular place in your life and look back and just be like, dang, God, I appreciate, you know, where I am. So that's where I'm at right now, bro. I just really appreciate being where I am, you know, and it feels good.
Hallelujah.
So
yeah, man. What about I can dig that, man. I was doing pretty good, man. I ain't even gonna lie. Man, I burnt all the devil up out my mouth today, man. Like, I'm talking about bona fide curtains hanging like drapes. You're like, like that section in Target ain't got nothing on me. Like, man, this smoked sausage out the air fryer did me dirty. I cut that joint, buddy. I let it breathe. I gave it time. I do not like my food smoking hot. I even gave it the little tongue, little test on the end.
Mm-hmm. Got him.
Yep. But, you know what I'm saying? This setback has only set me up for a major comeback. And it's like that. Lifers, what it do? Today is another Wednesday. The hot topic today is techno. Techno. Yeah. So, you ever been in the room, man, and you notice everybody's head was like down in their phones while things like not having to read a map? Yeah, they priceless and we dig all of that, but there's some other things with technology. Yeah, we going to definitely jump into that. So we want to really focus on, man, like how technology has changed our daily routine, family time, how that's changed, social skills. They might have dropped a little bit along with possibly even that creative gene. So I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it, Tony to the D. Tonight is the night, techno. So we've been talking about this, bro, this topic for a little minute, man. And even before we knew it was something we wanted to really jump into, it was things we had discussed behind the scene. And so even going back to last year, so my son is starting his freshman year. He's at high school. He went from being real scared, you know what I'm saying, like this new thing, and get to talking to him, man, a day or two later, and he's just like, it's weird. What you mean? Everybody's in the same room. Everybody's on their phone. I'm like, all right, well, you know, son, that's to be expected. He's like, nah, daddy, you ain't hearing me. Like, they're all in the same room on their phones, 15 people. Everybody's talking to each other, but not using words.
Oh, wow.
They're using their phone. And he was just so, like, blown away by this because that's not how he operates. You know, he's not like most kids, man. You go to shoot him a text message, you liable not to get a return for 2-3 days. He's not in his phone.
Days, weeks.
Cool as that one thing, yeah. He cool as that one thing, but him and that phone, it's not a priority. So, What really kind of stood out about that, man, as I started to dig in, was as I seen a whole lot of people, man, starting to be on their phones a lot more, and it was real evident as I did the knowledge, man, that it's causing us to miss out on a whole lot of verbal cues, or nonverbal cues, I'm sorry. The facial expressions, the body language, like we're not really able to read these nonverbals. And so it went on to say that because we're not using it regularly, that we essentially can lose control of our emotional indicators. And that word right there really like clicked. I was like, man, emotional indicator, that's dope. Or what we call in some communities, reading the room. You hear me? Like, yeah. You lose that ability to read the room because you don't people. So, like, what is your vibe, man? Like, the lesson social interaction, like, what's your thoughts on how phones, emails, you know what I'm saying, things like that are, like, impacting how we vibe one another?
Man, there is many different ways. So, I'm going to go ahead and put myself on the chopping block here. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And there are times, you know, myself and my wife will be in the bedroom, TV on. We may be eating at the dinner table, or we are driving, you know, and everybody else who not driving on their phones. And, you know, and you look up like, dang, everybody is on their phone.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is, it goes on like that for weeks, months, because depending on schedules, it may be 2 weeks for real before you actually get to sit down with one of your kids and recap. And that's if, based on what you're trying to keep afloat and what you're trying to do based on their schedule, based on you and the wife still trying to keep hope alive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when you see that, you kind of step back, because the thing is about us, like, we got the best of both worlds. We knew how to go hop on the bike, go to our people's house and see if they was home.
Yeah.
Or pick up the rotary real quick. And then all of a sudden, you know, the world changed on us. Right about 2003, 4.
Okay.
The world changed to where it's like our love language changed. Our communications changed. And like you stated, you know, how Nephew was saying is that there's 15 people in one room, but nobody's verbally communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because, like you said, you know, if there was really something popping off in the room and it was time to slide, you know, back in the day, you could look across the whole club and see your partner because he got eyes on you, you got eyes on him. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, you know, you look that way, little nod, you're like, oh, okay, bet. It's time to slide.
Yeah.
Whether some cats that came in the door that y'all was, you know what I'm saying, had some issues with, or whatever the case may be, you missing out on it. Even at home, man, our interactions become so casual that either our face is in the phone or the TV. And a lot of times, and again, like when I'm watching football, man, my wife may come in and talk to me. She know that is the best time to ask me for whatever. Because my mind is here because I'm in my happy place right now. I ain't worried about bills. I ain't worried about work. So when she come in, my goal is be as polite but as fast as possible.
How do you?
How do you?
Yes, dear, of course. Right. You know?
Oh, sir, I don't know.
Be as polite and be as fast as possible.
Yeah, fast.
Now, think about it, man. Like, women are visual.
And I'm sorry, bro. We did not mention our sponsor. Not to cut you off, brother, but let me make sure to hit this. This episode is brought to you by Henrock Hennessy, the ones that we choose. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. My bad.
Stupid. As your wife looks at you, hey, you know, like, women, we have a certain look when we look at our wife, and likewise, they have a certain look.
Yeah. Whoa, what you mean? And remember, we try to keep this, you know, somewhat. You talking about when she bite the side of her little lip like that?
I'm just talking about, like, it's just pure adoration. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And then some, you know, the wife look at you and be like, man, like, I'm glad I married you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the support, because our face is always in the phone or always on the TV, and mm-hmm. we miss our love cues to where it could have been some quality time that needs to be served. You know what I'm saying?
You missed it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fast. You didn't see the wrestling gear come out, and you finna miss the match. Yeah, for sure.
So if you always on your phone, and same thing for the women. You know what I'm saying? If your head is always in the phone, you know, men, we got a certain go-to move. You know what I'm saying? We got a go-to move, and if you miss the cue, I'm going to sleep.
You heard.
So
I ain't gonna tell that lie, boy. I stay up till I'm bloodshot in the face. But yeah,
but you know what I'm saying though.
Yeah, big facts. I feel you though.
And it's same thing with your kids. You know what I'm saying? How did your child, you know, before they were able to recognize the world, get to know you by your face, your facial expressions?
They know we're not playing.
Yeah, they know how you feel. But a lot of times, it happens every show. So a lot of times when we're on social media, when we're playing games on our phone, if we're playing video games, if we're stuck in a different world, person, it gives the illusion to your home that you're happier somewhere else than you are at home. Somebody better catch that tonight.
Yeah, them big facts. Big facts. And then even off a play off of that, so when that illusion takes place, mm-hmm. there's a lot of folks out there that's trying to make that a reality for you. And so there's things that's going to be coming your way that you probably wouldn't even have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Had you done, like, you know, Sesame Street said, and put on a happy face.
Yeah. Yeah, and you stuff like a lot of people can be having the most horrible day. They go post about it, then they gonna go slide on TikTok real quick, see if they got any new followers. Between TikTok and Instagram, that you stuck in the video loop for at least 30 minutes, and before you know it, social media has brought you out your funk and not your spouse.
Yeah.
I digress, though, man.
Yeah, but them are all great points. And so even just how that parlays into that interaction, the ability for conflict resolution, and we all know what it is, so we won't even really spend time spinning that. But why is conflict resolution important is more of the bigger question. And then it's like, how do you develop conflict resolution skills? And it goes hand in hand with the less than social interaction, because that lack of interaction, you lose those skills. Skills start to diminish the emotional indicators. So now when it's time to deal with conflict resolution on a healthy manner, husband and wife, the difference between a simple sentence versus a full-blown argument, a situation like where we just had, and unfortunately somebody lost their life in a barber shop, you know, and it's just like the inability to resolve conflict correctly. And then it talked about, how do you do it? By being one, actively listening, being an active listener, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you can't really listen. And the key word in that is active. That means your eyes ain't wandering all around. You know what I'm saying? You're not in your phone. You're not looking past and behind the other person. You're active in listening. So that's one of the things, staying calm in your tone. You know what I'm saying? So question, bro. So what's the better chance of the squashing beef? Is it going to be through talk, text, email, or is it kind of pulling up to gauge the beef meter? Like, are you going to resolve conflict in a more healthy manner, or the chances that it won't go left? Is it in person where you can, you know what I'm saying, you can gauge how much smoke is coming off this grill? Or do you think it's going to be the text or email?
man.
You got, you can't gauge, you can't gauge smoke if you don't.
Yeah.
Because I can't keep your tone.
Yeah, you got to pull up, because if I felt like that there was some shade in your text, whether it was an emoji, you know what I'm saying? You don't like, when you're having a casual conversation with someone, the terminology is different when something up.
Yeah.
And so now I had already read this the wrong way. So everything else past that point, I'm on your bumper.
Yeah.
But now if I choose to pull up, and y'all got to understand what we're saying, and we talking as grown men right here. If I didn't read too much into it, or maybe I didn't got cut off on the way to the crib, I'm already, you know what I'm saying? And if you pull up and we can wrap it out, like, you know what? I bet. You know what I'm saying? It ain't what I thought it was. We good.
Yeah.
And it rocks.
Yeah. And with that, so you just, there's no way for you to know, you know, when you're looking at somebody's phone through that text, you are assuming how it's being said. You know, I don't know whose voice you always hear. Sometimes I hear mine. Sometimes I hear that person. But you almost hearing based on them how they saying it. So you might be causing suspicion or lack thereof, can't get clarification, and y'all got an issue that really wasn't one because you assume. But like you say, man, if you pull up on somebody, you can get them emotional indicators checked off, you know what I'm saying, and kind of get what it gets. So, boom, bam, the time is 8:17, bro. And real quick, before we go to break, man, I ain't really feeling that R. Kelly bar. My boy says, you may be young, but you ready. We going to have to chop that up on a different episode, man. It just hit me, and I ain't really digging that out of nowhere. Kells, you my dude, but I ain't feeling that line. 8:17, bro. The time is the time. Let's take to the break and get it popping, man. Do what it do.
Let's do it.
Yo, you are now rocking with the absolute best, the Life Be Life in podcast. Your host, Tony D, D to the J, every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. We bring in the hottest topics. We bring in that hee-haw, that funny. We bring in a little bit of music. We giving you exactly what you know you need, so stop playing with us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell your cousin, tell your mama that her favorite comedian's the best duo since Wings and Rants is back in the building. Dial that number 516-531-9473, blogtalkradio.com/lifebelifeandpodcast. Let's get to it.
I might just chill, but I'm the type that likes to light another like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And so wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. I'm homie, ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to be popping at that my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. The dudes be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them in, it'll bring you hell a dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the like a slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snag me to take the dust out of the bag.
Yeah. take you back. Man. And you know, that song was remixed so many times. But anyway, man, as we're back up on the set, man, we are just talking about techno. And the thing is, man, is that one of the things that kind of scares me about technology, trust anything that you see anymore. You can't trust anything that you hear. And I've noticed that, you know, once internet really just got to be huge to where it had to be pretty much like a household essential, that the world shifted a little bit, man. There started to be people that was making their own place where they were, make their own world online. And then there's also some people who played on your trust, because, you know, back in the day, man, you know, if you grew up rough, certain type of way, then, you know, when you got older and you seen someone that may have been less fortunate, you know, you tried to help them out if they truly needed help. So then once that turn of the age came about, people started preying on people's good nature. You know what I'm saying? They started hacking people's accounts and, you know, in your bank account, asking you for money, posing as someone else. So it's just really gotten to a point to where it's just like, can I really trust everything that I lay my eyes on? Can I really trust everything that I hear? Even as the turn of technology, as AI has started to come about, there are songs by like Tupac and Drake, the pictures, that people are creating pictures, you know, having AI create pictures, and that can cause an issue for somebody in their life. So with the turn of technology, man, as it has infiltrated the way that we do business, the way that we interact with each other, the way that we live our lives, because think about it. If we're getting dressed in the mornings, we get in our car, we get halfway down the street, we realize we don't have what? Our phone. And no matter how far we are, the majority of the time, you're going to turn around and get your phone, whether it's you being late for work, you know, whatever the case may be. It's like our lifeline. I'll give you a good example. How many of y'all remember your spouse's phone number? Unless you grew up with it. Because now the cell phones have just become a little computer that we keep at our disposal. Because, you know, the younger and younger kids are getting, we're exposing them to it. It feels like nowadays that kids have come in ready made for this internet era. You have children that can't even walk or talk, but they know how to use phones. They know how to use tablets. So I don't know about y'all, man. You know, again, coming from being a 90s baby where all of our communication was pretty much outside. And when I say 90s baby, teenager, 70s baby all the way. But the thing is that when you start seeing these kids and how advanced they are and how, you know, like how they just know how to do things, it makes you wonder, man, because, you know, as they say, a species advance, what does that leave like our grandchildren?
Yeah.
How is technology? Because I can say it. Technology has changed our life. Like you said earlier, it has put cell phones, which are little maps, in all of our hands. We, can go anywhere that we want to go. We can do anything that we want to do. We can talk to anybody we want to talk to and be anybody we want to be.
Yeah, it's facts.
It's scary, facts. Man.
Technology, like, it continues to be something, man, like, the more that we have to deal with it, the more demand that's placed on it, I'm kind of concerned because it's like there's so much that's already taking place, man. Like you said, you're hearing musicians that's been gone for 25 years, and
yeah.
they're using them, using a voice that sounds just like them, to where if you didn't know no better, you wouldn't know this person was gone. And
yeah.
It's like, so what is it going to be in another 10, 15 years? As it keeps, you know what I'm saying, increasing. That's scary. Fast forward, man, break it down on an intimacy note. So everything is right there at our disposal, right? We ain't got to, like, check for no VHS tapes to hit no more. Everything is in the palm of your hand, literally. How does it impact the crib? Is it like an unfair, realistic expectation you placing on the missus? Or the mister?
Well, it could be your own expectations, because I'm going to say it like this. When you married that person, you both accepted each other for however you are. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I know this about you, and I'm willing to deal with this because I know that you're a good man. Or, hey, I know this about you, but I'm willing to deal with this because you're a good woman. You know what I'm saying? And when you start to peek on the other side of the fence sometimes you get exposed to some things that was never your place to be in the beginning. Because if you got married, you essentially said, I was happy. You know what I'm saying?
Let's
keep it real. When you got married, you said, I'm happy. Essentially, this is all I want to spend and end my days with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're facts.
So now you've explored. Now, I believe that there's a true difference of exploring as a couple versus exploring solo. And, again, forever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We all adults here right now.
These facts.
So now if you start things and looking at things and indulging in things that is superficial, because at the end of the day, the majority of those watching it are watching it for self-gratification.
True.
Let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And the self gratification is pretty much a false expectation because something was appeasing to the eye. And then when that new standard starts to change the chemical balance, when it used to be every time your mate would touch you, would just rub up against you, you know, you see fireworks, heart is beating fast, there's now a new chemical connection. And that you're gonna want
to
get
you're not as connected to that person. That's not because you started to use something else as the key to the ignition. You know what I'm saying? So, I really had tripped off of that, bro, because it was like, you know, as years keep going, man, we seeing divorce rates increase. You know what I'm saying? We seeing all these particular things, man, like the complaints of sexual pleasure, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the woman saying she ain't getting it enough, the man, whatever, with the increase in that complaint to the sex department, with the increase of divorce rates or just breakups, I was just like, man, like, is there a realistic expectation that we place? And, you know, we watching these different things, you know what I'm saying? And you know,
Miss Del Rio, she can make her body like a pretzel M&M. You hear me? So now you looking at your woman like, yo, why you can't have your legs out in the hallway and the other one in the bathroom at the same time like Del Rio?
Man.
And that just ain't, it just ain't realistic, man. So, man, I just really, I really broke that down. And it led me to think something else, man, because technology is what it is now. We also are seeing the increase in online relationships, shows mm-hmm. like Catfish and all of these things, man, where you got people ain't met each other, but they've been, I guess you could say, technically dating for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You dating somebody 2 to 3 years, bro.
Engaged.
Never met them. You never met them. It's like whatever insecurities that somebody has, whether it's their looks, the lack of material things, the size of their forehead, whatever it is that's wrong with them, bro, they get to now mask that behind the computer or behind the phone, but still be vulnerable to the things that they want with yeah. by concealing what they don't. And these online relationships just been booming.
Yeah. Man.
Not knowing it's temporal, you feel me? Like, the end result is somebody pops the balloon, wah-wah-wah, yep. you come back down to earth, and now you worse than you were in the beginning because you did have a connection, but you wasn't a book, so she moved on. I don't know about you, bro, but I judge people publicly. And what I mean by that.
No skin.
I mean, I do. Like, I ain't going to lie. I judge people publicly. And what I mean by that is, like, if me and the wife are out on a date, you know what I'm saying, we kicking it, day date, night date, whatever, we just bobbing doing us, and we look over, and you can always tell, man, when somebody, like, is supposed to be a couple. But both of them got their heads buried in their lap on their phone. You know what I'm saying? And you just like, yo, they can't stand each other. Like, prime example. Bro, remember for the anniversary, man, like, everybody's out on the boat for this, you know what I'm saying, the four of us is on this dinner date, you know what I'm saying? We look over to the left, and it's this couple,
yep.
and the look on his face was just like, if somebody can throw a butter knife at my face,
yeah,
I would be so appreciative. You know what I'm saying? So, do you find yourself judging people in public when they're supposed to be a couple and booed up in that quiet, intimate learning time? Are you judging them?
I mean, not for real. Because my thing is that, yeah, again, you know, we talked about this a couple of shows ago. We have our, you know, everybody got their high horse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody feels like that I'm much better than that. I'm much better than that. And as we're on the outside looking in, we don't know the dynamics of their relationship. Millennials, you even said it yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I'm still going to judge now. I don't have a lot of horses, but I do have one or two high horses in my stable. Yes. That is one of them. Yeah, Don Quixote's. I got a few high horses.
So, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to meet people where they are and look at, you know, like the dynamics, especially when you got kids around that age or going through that phase, because I'm going to pop this point. We go cut the break. Right. We go slide back. So there was a game that came out, man, probably 6-7 years ago called Fortnite.
Man.
And so that was right about the time TJ started gaming, and no matter what was happening, what was going on, the house could be on fire. We didn't went out to the store. We didn't went got food. This dude don't even know we left.
Yeah, big fact.
And
don't even care is the greater part of that. Don't know, don't care.
Don't care.
Yeah.
So
bye.
It was such a craze that the news actually looked into it. It was like, what is it? So when it came down to it, Fortnite was actually created by a team of psychologists. So based on the colors, the sounds, things of that nature, it was pretty much giving the kids highs, like they was on something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so think about it. Remember Fortnite first popped? You know, the kids would play it a little bit. Then it gradually got worse. It gradually got worse and gradually got worse until you was like, what in the world is they doing?
Yeah,
just like
it was something crazy, man. You know, the boys was all on that, man, and it definitely was like some type of drug or a
yeah.
That indeed, I'm gonna tell you what it was, man. It became a punishment. You mess around a trip if you want to, you be like, you want me to take Fortnite?
Yeah, you can't play Fortnite. I can't off the internet.
Please, man.
That's why right now, my Wi-Fi. Every device I can see on my app, and I can cut off anything.
Yeah,
ain't nothing to do about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like that. Have you ever had a kid tell you when you threatened to take away a game, Fortnite in particular? They basically said they'll do anything. You can even have a body. They sold like I'll do anything. You like just name it. Like they
just
Fortnite
beat me.
Got these kids sold out. Sold out. How you willing to say if kids out? I can't say that because I think that might cross some internet guidelines. But man, I'm gonna just say that, man. Not even kids. It's just people out here, man. That's just out here, man. They just strung out. You know what I'm saying, over that Fortnite little dime baggies.
Yes,
strung
sir.
Out, bro. All
right.
They strung out. Hey, but you know, run the people the time, brother. It's what is it? 8:37. I know we're a few minutes back, but I'm going to do, you're going to take us to break.
Yup.
I'm going to sip this drink.
Yup.
And then we're going to haul and shake. Say word. All right.
Word.
Hey, baby. I've been clocking for a while.
Definitely was, man. Shout out to my big sister Kim, because that's music that, man, she taught me, bro. She gonna tell me she a music connoisseur.
Hey.
I couldn't even spell the word. That's
hey, you can't go
I
wrong with no musician, man. You cannot go
wrong. Man. You can't go wrong. That's one of the first, not this one in particular, but one of the first groups that put out an album that had all the lyrics inside. And I remember being in like fifth grade, memorizing all the lyrics so I could kick it to this little mixed girl.
That's cool.
Hey, so, man, we done talked a whole lot about a whole lot. Question, bro. So, Have you ever almost got caught up because of your phone or email or text? Like, have you ever been in a situation that, like, just went all bad out of nowhere? Maybe you sent it to the wrong person. Maybe you said something and you didn't have the ability to unsend. Like, have you ever did something that you was just like, dang, and you just waiting for that phone to ring?
Man, I cannot confirm or deny. I mean, keep it a buck.
Hey,
right about time. Yeah, I know. I already know what you finna say. But
I bet you don't.
But right about when that time came, that's when, you know, I got married. And so thankfully, I ain't have to worry about none of that foolishness. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah,
again,
the lucky ones.
When we became exclusive, I changed phone numbers. I changed phone companies. Like, I changed zip codes. I went from the city to the county. Like, I got far, far away.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now that
I did that too, bro.
Yeah.
I did that before.
So actually, somebody
got I'm a one up. I did it just a little bit. I did it a little different. I was so scandalous, man. When I got tired of dealing with, you know what I'm saying, my fan base, I actually stopped carrying a phone for a little over a year. I did not even have a cell phone. If you couldn't hit me at the crib or at the gig, you was not finna find me. I didn't have no time. And so there was people I was actually dealing with on the side and just being wild that probably was just like I was one of the original ghosters. Man. I was one of the original ghosters. So you think you say you know what I'm gonna say, right?
No, go ahead.
All right. So one of the wildest things that ever happened when it comes down to a text or phone use in general. Man, I'm in some situations or whatever, and just, you know what I'm saying, man. And so I send a text message. Man, just got home, already getting on my GD nerves. Send. Tell me why this person's phone goes off. I'm like, oh, shoot. I done sent it to the wrong person. Bro. I don't know how, because Lord knows I didn't know this pin. No way. For some odd reason, the phone hadn't locked yet. Man, I got into that text so fast, man, that deleted that joint. But, yeah, I have actually sent the wrong text message a couple times.
I'm just going to say like this. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, bet. Have you ever used your phone to avoid a conversation with somebody in public? Like you walk in the store, you see somebody that you don't really man.
Oh
man. Okay, but how tough are you at fooling? Do you be hitting the screen so your screen light up, or do you just be like, man, it is what it is? If they see the dark screen, that's between them and God.
Then I'll be talking to my voicemail.
Bro. You ever been trying to come up with some? You know how stupid you feel trying to come up with make believe words to yourself.
Hey, I be talking. I have
actually just started rapping songs, rapping lyrics that I knew to make it seem like I'm talking.
So when you see somebody in public, you know you don't really like for real, but you know they be like, ah! Or when you see them coming, you get mad. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear that. Then that way, as they're coming, they'll turn around. Like, oh, nah, he mad right now.
You stupid.
You see him coming, you be like, wait, what just happened? Where?
I'm not going to be yelling. I feel like that's going to cause more attention anyway. I'm already almost 6'5".
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? This dude come in. Hey,
you got to be fortunate enough to ain't nobody in the aisle but you and them. And that's why I always Audi.
You having fake problems on the phone? Hold on, you said they did what? Hold on. I'm on my way. Bye. Like,
right.
This is what I'm trying to tell, man. If listen, lifers, if y'all out there, if you know Mo Leachman and you know she's doing directing and producing and writing and casting and picture taking, she got so many hats. She should work in the mall.
Right.
Tell her, D to the J is nice like that. He need to be in one of your movies. Just tell her, y'all. Hit her up on Facebook. Jump on Life Be Lifing. We need roles. We need to be in there. We need to be in there. I can do voice impersonations. I can impersonate. I can do animals. You hear me, bro? All of this,
bro.
Man, without AI.
Man, let's get
back
to the phone.
I'm telling you.
Bro,
I'm telling you.
I got you.
African,
and the funny thing about it, y'all.
It's just me. It's a bullet. Like, do you hear how authentic that is? We will not have it. Like, I can do all of that. I can do big dogs. I can do little dogs. I can do all of that, bro. Yeah, man, if y'all don't tell her to get at me, ready to take it over. We done talked a whole lot about bad stuff, bro.
Hey.
Talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about the good stuff.
I'll tell you what.
Technology, phones, email.
This is what we finna do. We finna hit the phone lines real quick, and I'll reel that back in, and we gonna get up out of here. That's what we finna do. All right.
Oh, man. Got it.
All right, she know who she is. Lady Dyson, good evening. You able to speak, or are you busy?
Good evening.
Yep, she must be busy. Thank you for listening, honey. Appreciate it. All right. On to the next new lifer on the line, man. Straight from the 404. Good evening, you lifer. You got any words tonight? Hey, appreciate you listening in.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir.
Is that Georgia?
Yeah, so that's an Army buddy of mine, man, that we just recently reconnected.
Yeah, okay, 404. I thought that was Georgia.
Yep. Appreciate him listening in.
Yeah.
All right, man. So
yeah,
regular caller.
I knew that was Georgia, man. I got a homeboy out there, man, and he does laundry for T.I. Well, T.I.'s cousin's stepmom. He does their laundry, and I know his zip is for area code 404. So, yeah, man. Who next, though?
All right, we got solutions on the line. Good evening, sir. You're live. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I was out on my little ranch last time. I missed you guys. But I thought we were supposed to set up. You guys may have broached on a little bit about, relationships, modern-day relationships, modern-day women, that sort of thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we just talked about how, you know, has technology helped or, you know, so far has, you know, hindered society.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Well, you know, I don't take my cell phone everywhere with me. A lot of that has to do with choice, though. You know, I mean, a lot of people are slaves to their phones. They're running over people. They're falling off of bridges and what have you. Yeah, I do. I understand there is an obsession with that, with the cell phone. But I think that's because we don't talk about it enough and we don't discourage it.
Yes, sir. Well, look, we missed you last week because that's when we were supposed to set up. We'll do. Next week is going to be our last show for the season. We'll be coming back January for season 3, and we definitely got to get something together.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So you're saying next week you want to try and set something up, or can you give me a little bit of an idea of an outline? Of that way, I'll drop a little some notes.
I'll tell you what. We coming on extra early next week, bro. What you think?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I know we got a lot of things lined out. That's why we wanted to kind of give it to you behind the scenes. So we can kind of form a topic around it, but absolutely, we'll be picking up at 7:30.
Anyway,
so we'll
this is what we'll do. When we meet up next Wednesday, we'll give that outline for season three, and then he'll be on sometime in January. Let's do that. So everything.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll be here. You say you guys come on at about what?
Eight.
What zone are you located in?
Central Standard.
Central Standard.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll definitely catch you guys next week. And
yes,
sounds good. All right. Thank you.
All righty. All right, bro. I'm gonna play a snippet of this last song, man. We're gonna get ready to get everybody home. How about that?
Man, I'm with it, brother.
Oh. Oh.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical dishes in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me.
What?
The back of the club, mackin' whore, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, belly passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the need. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the out by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Yes, sir. Notorious B.I.G. on the scene, you hear me? Yeah.
How smooth does that get?
Hey, love
that smooth. I don't care if it's that version. I don't care if we go to the Osley Brother version.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about that joint, man, that makes you just want to hold your pinky finger out, bro.
Yeah, get the feel
like,
of yourself a little bit.
Man, you just vibing. You know what I'm saying? And that's my dude. Good stuff though, man. The good stuff. The ability to connect with family.
Yeah.
Let's jump into while before we check out of here tonight. We talked about all the hurdles, the obstacles, the things we probably need to discourage from, steer from, but can't front, man. Technology does wonders. We use it daily.
Yeah.
Often. I ain't gonna lie, I use it, man, if nothing else, to connect with family and friends that I probably wouldn't be able to any other time. And honestly, I get lost a lot, but I don't really be lost. I just drive so much that I be in a rhythm of where I'm going. So if I go somewhere different, it take a minute to snap out for my brain to be like, yo, we not going there today. So example, me and the wife, one of our favorite day dates is like 54th Street. We done been there, man, so many times, but on everything I love, we never can remember just how to drive there. I don't know if it's because we done been on that Polito and brought cones before we headed out. I don't know what it is, but we can never, ever, like I just, bro, when I tell you, it took me 30 minutes to get to 54th just the other day. She fell asleep. I said, yeah. So I used her being asleep to kind of play off that I had been lost again, and she again hadn't helped me. So what good things you got, bro? Where do you think technology indeed has not failed us but has benefited us?
I mean, I feel like some of the benefits are things like this. It gives people like us, man, a chance just to get our voices heard, to kind of tell things from our perspective and hoping that it will help somebody along. I'm still a gamer a little bit, so it gives me a chance to maybe hop on Madden for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? With a creative player, hop on 2K with a creative player, and just kind of, you know, dib and dabble and work through some issues that I may have for, you know, the day of the week or whatever the case may be. As you stated, man, it helps family members because, unfortunately, as life has continued to life, it has pushed us apart. Sometimes it's miles. It's time zones. So all the time, things are not convenient, you know what I'm saying, for everyone. So sometimes a text message to where you're able to send it, let that person know that you was thinking about them, and you know when they'll get to it, answer, and everything is good. It allows you to keep an eye on your money. You know what I'm saying? You can log into, you know, your bank accounts sometimes with just a fingerprint, pay your bills. You know, so as much as we've talked about, you know, the bad side of technology, man, you know, technology is great when it's used correctly. And I'll say it like this. A hammer in the right hands, that same hammer in the wrong hands has now become a deadly weapon. And I'm sliding on
It makes a horror movie, absolutely.
Yes,
now
sir.
We got a horror documentary. Yeah, big facts. Yeah.
So what about you, man? Get ready to get to the bridge.
Yeah, man. The bridge is something that I always, you know, prefer. Just me speaking. Preferably. Man, look, I'm under the persuasion, man, like technology is one of those things, man, to where so many good things that you mentioned, you know, again, like it's the ability to connect. It gives the ability, like what we're doing right now, to reach people in different countries, to interact in different states, in different cities. And have a uniform conversation while we're in our personal space, our comfort zones. It gives us the opportunity, man, to speak to family and connect that we wouldn't be able to. I don't know how the Jetsons predicted it 30, 40 years ago, FaceTime and all of that, but it is what it is. But it just gives us the ability to connect, man. Like, I got friends, man, that's on the West Coast in Seattle, that I haven't seen in a dub, you know what I'm saying? But through social media, through text message, we able to chop it up and still keep tabs. So that's a wonderful thing. It gives us the opportunity to not really be unconnected. We're able to tap in and see everything from hours of somebody's operation, leave a review to tell them how pleased or displeased we are, check our finances, handle different financial affairs, all those different things, get into some sidebar affairs. I mean, it just lets you just do any and everything. But
yeah,
on the flip side, the cautious point, man, that I really want us as parents, adults, if you don't have kids, just in general to be mindful of, is there is nothing like the connection of human interaction. And in all honesty, a lot of things that these young ladies are saying and women in general today about men, it just boils down to they don't have no game, and they don't have game because they don't know how to talk to people. They don't know the art of conversation. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know how to use the word converse correctly because they ain't hip to it. So it's a scenario, man, to where the natural interaction between genders, you know what I'm saying? It gets blurred and distorted. The communication between parents and children, amongst peers and coworkers, and all these different things, it just falls by the wayside simply because we won't step away from a faulty reality that we're trying to create. You know what I'm saying? Technology's cool, but don't use technology to be something that you wish you could have been, and not use your everyday minutes to be what you want to be. Them as bars. Yeah. Don't use technology to be something. You know, you playing Madden all day because you wish you popped off in college. You wish you popped off in high school. Don't want to play
you know what I'm saying, boxing because you got beef with such and such baby daddy, and that's your way of getting the get back because you won't square for real life. Don't do these different things, ZTA, because you can't afford to whip you on the bus, so I'm going to crash and drive. Don't do that. Use technology to better yourself. You know what I'm saying? Use it wisely. Audiobook sellers. Hey, I'm going to say this to all dudes out there. They love smart dudes. They love smart dudes. Why y'all not read books? You don't like to read? Cool. Let it read to you. Sometimes the words is difficult, bro. Sometimes the words is difficult. If my head was as big as Derek White's from the Celtics and my brain was popping like that, allegedly, for his lawyers, I probably could break words down better. But I can't. I need the audio book. It is what it is. So as I conclude, lifers, man, just use technology as you do anything in healthy doses and moderation. Do not let it control who you are, and that's the person that you put forward for relationships. Be your real self, man. Put it out there on the line. You know what I'm saying? You think your forehead big, but guess what? Shorty trying to kiss you there. So show your full self, man. Don't use technology to be something you're not. I'm V to the J, and that's while I'm at you.
All right, y'all. We appreciate you sticking with us another couple of minutes, but we finna slide up out of here. Don't forget, man, next week is our season finale. We are starting at 7:30 Central Standard Time. Special guest, man. I don't want to tell nobody who it is, but we're going to be intrigued.
But they going to have fun. Yeah. But let them know they're going to have fun,
man.
Bro. We
going to have fun.
Yeah.
So
we acting up.
May slide early, but best believe we go play some In My Mind. We go get all that property.
You
want to
let them know? You want to let them know what the topic is gonna kind of run down on, bro?
Man, the topic next week is who eats first. Yeah,
who comes first?
Yeah, we gonna let that marinate to next weekend, to next Wednesday.
Yeah, 7:30 Y'all think about that. Y'all trip off of it. But it's
going to get real juicy. So, y'all.
You hear me.
Again, as I always say, man, we appreciate your times. We appreciate your minds. We appreciate your ears. We appreciate your hearts. Because life, gonna keep on lifing. And we going to continue to be here to talk about it. I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J. And if your mama didn't tell you, I'm so finna sing about it. In the building, and I still ain't left. And it's like that.
Like that.